History on this continent is young when compared to places like Europe, but that mentality is to forget about the centuries people lived here before the first Anglos arrived. Today, we look at clues of what life was like in North America long before Columbus. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Although we say Columbus discovered America in 1492, we know there were people living here for centuries, Native Americans whose way of life must be deciphered by the clues they left on the landscape. One such group were the Hopewell. Rick Perkins explains that one of those pieces of their culture are mounds, hills of earth constructed in various shapes and patterns with differing purposes.
Some of the circles are known to be 20, 40, 50 acres in size. The mounds themselves are typically not all that great in size, some of them being about the size of a typical small home.
Buildings once stood where these mounds now stand. What types of ceremonies took place inside them is unknown, but at some point, burials were conducted there, and later the buildings were taken down and earth heaped upon the site. Buried in the earth, a variety of items have been found.
One of the mounds out here is known for the amount of pipes that were put in it. Over 200 pipes are actually ceremonially broken into pieces. A whole bunches of different figures, some being shaman faces, lots of birds and lots of animals, some serpents and so forth like that.
But at some point in their history, the Hopewell stopped building mounds, leaving us to simply speculate on the exact purpose of the mound fields.
A lot of people come into our visitor center and they say, what these people did is really weird. And I always like to go back. A good example that I can always come up with is the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, with soldiers walking back and forth in front of that tomb. So our culture has some very unique things that some people 1,000 years from now, if they got wind of it or read about it, they might think that's odd.
The site is today preserved as part of Hopewell Culture National Historical Park. Traveling the Countryside in Chillicothe, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.